remember going to any of that because we were interested in, like, did it have a stream where a trough ran through? Or?
No.
But maybe a dairy that you might have seen on somebody else.
Well, it was just, you see, we never did have all that much.
But do you
remember? She used to keep her milk in shallow pans. And, I don't know what you call it now, just a piece of furniture in the kitchen that looked a lot like these old pie safes, and she had one of those, too. You see, we had no refrigeration.
Did she make her butter from the milk?
You never did hear about them letting the butter down in the well.
No, ma'am. I don't know about that. You have to tell.
Oh, yes. You used to put it in a tin bucket with a real tight lid and let it down in the well.
Huh. And then keep
it by rope. When you wanted some butter, you just pulled up the bucket.
Wow.
And it kept it, you know, from melting like it would in weather like we're having now.
How about potatoes and turnips? Did you store them anywhere in the winter?
Well, the potatoes were always stored in hills, you know. Do you know what I'm talking about? The potato hill.
Well, now, is that after you've dug them up?
Yes.
No, I don't really know.
Oh, yes. They put, I don't know, any number of bushels, maybe 10 or 15 bushels, I suppose. They would excavate a shallow hole in the ground, line it with pine straw, and then they would place potatoes in there. And that, in turn, was covered with straw, with earth, and then boards were put on top of it, see?
And that's what the potato hill.
That was a potato hill. But turnips we ate as were.
Yeah, as you got them, didn't really
never
store.
Never did store those.
Did you have any kind of yard where the animals might have gone around in the barn or?
Oh, yes. And we called that a lot.
Just lot, nothing. Where did the animals graze? Did you have
on
a word?
The pastures.
The pastures. Was it fenced?
No, I don't think so. At certain times of the year, but all fields were fenced in those days.
Really?
See, because they had what they call a no-fence law, where your cattle could run out. See,
were they marked?
And find their own grave. No. They never did wander all that far from home.
People had enough land there.
And therefore they had to fence their fields to keep other people's and their own animals out of them.
Oh, so they fenced the fields rather than fencing where the animals stayed.
Correct.
How about cotton? Did your daddy have any?
Oh, yes, he grew cotton. He grew cotton.
Did you ever have to work in it? And work in the cotton?
No, but I've done everything else but that and plow.
Do you ever remember anybody speaking of some grass in the cotton field, what they might have called it, wanting to get rid of it?
Just grass.
Just grass. Okay. Did you have any kind of fence around your yard?
Yes, white fence.
Wire. Do you have, how would you refer to little wooden fences? Maybe even painted picket fences. But what about wire out in the fields that would be sharp and have little, might even be twisted to keep the
barbed wire.
Barbed wire.